What would the cross itself say to us if it could speak? That's what lies behind one of the most beautiful of Old English poems, The Dream of the Rood. Although it sounds splendid as the author wrote it, I guess you wouldn't understand very much. So here's part of it in the translation by Richard Hamer. The author says he's watching by the Saviour's tree, grieving, until he hears the cross speak to him in these words. It was long past, I still remember it, that I was cut down at the copse's end, moved from my root. Strong enemies there took me, told me to hold aloft their criminals, made me a spectacle. Men carried me upon their shoulders, set me on a hill. A host of enemies there fastened me. And then I saw the Lord of all mankind hasten with eager zeal that he might mount upon me. I durst not against God's word bend down or break, when I saw tremble all the surface of the earth. Although I might have struck down all the foes, yet stood I fast. Then the young hero, who was God Almighty, got ready, resolute and strong in heart. He climbed onto the lofty gallows tree, bold in the sight of many watching men, when he intended to redeem mankind. I trembled as the warrior embraced me, but still I dared not bend down to the earth, fall to the ground. Upright I had to stand. A rood I was raised up, and I held high the noble king, the Lord of heaven above. I dared not stoop. They pierced me with dark nails. The scars can still be clearly seen on me, the open wounds of malice, yet might I not harm them. They reviled us both together. I was made wet all over with the blood which poured out from his side after he had sent forth his spirit. And I underwent many a dire experience on that hill. I saw the God of hosts stretched grimly out. Darkness covered the ruler's corpse with clouds, his shining beauty. Shadows passed across, black in the darkness. All creation wept, bewailed the king's death. Christ was on the cross. And yet I saw men coming from afar, hastening to the prince. I watched it all. With sorrows I was grievously oppressed, yet willingly I bent to those men's hands, humbly. There took up their almighty God, and from the heavy torment lifted him. The soldiers left me standing, drenched with moisture, wounded all over with the metal points. They laid him down, limb weary. Then they stood beside the corpse's head. There they beheld the Lord of heaven, and he rested there a while, tired after the great agony. The men then made a sepulchre for him in sight of me. They carved it of bright stone and set therein the Lord of victories. Next, wretched in the evening tide, they sang a dirge for him. And when they went away, weary from that great prince, he stayed alone. Yet we remained there weeping in our places a good long time after the warrior's voice had passed away from us. The corpse grew cold, the fair abode of life. Then men began to cut us down. That was a dreadful fate. In a deep pit they buried us. But friends and servants of the Lord learnt where I was and decorated me with gold and silver. Now you may understand, dear warrior, that I have suffered deeds of wicked men and grievous sorrows. Now the time has come that far and wide on earth men honour me, and all this great and glorious creation, and to this beacon offers prayers. On me the Son of Man once suffered. Therefore now I tower mighty under the heavens, and I may heal all those who in awe of me. Once I became the cruelest of tortures, most hateful of all nations, till the time I opened the right way of life for men. So then the Prince of Glory honoured me, and heaven's King exalted me above all other trees, just as Almighty God raised up his Mother Mary for all men above all other women in the world. Now, my dear warrior, I order you that you reveal this vision to mankind. Declare in words, this is the Tree of Glory, on which Almighty God once suffered torments for mankind's many sins, and for the deeds of Adam long ago. He tasted death thereon, and yet the Lord arose again, by his great might to come to human aid. he rose to heaven, and the Lord himself, Almighty God, and all his angels with him, will come onto this earth again to see mankind on doomsday, when the final judge will give his verdict upon every man, what in this fleeting life he shall have earned. Nor then may any man be without fear, without the words the Lord shall say to him, before all he shall ask where that man is who for God's name would suffer bitter death as formerly he did upon the cross. Then they will be afraid, and few will know what they may say to Christ. But there need none be faithful if he bears upon his breast the best of tokens. Through the cross, each soul may journey to the heavens from this earth, who with the ruler thinks to go and dwell.